You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To talk about the Mets, we bring in Mike Puma from the New York Post down there in Pittsburgh. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Laurie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Mike, and yeah. I know you're in, you know, you were in picturesque Pittsburgh, and it's a lovely place to cover the game. So many Mets fans down there, and they managed to see a series. Mets get outscored 30-4 over the three games, and I was going back and forth with you and asking, like, is this the worst loss of the season? And at this point, I think they're all tied. But what? How do you? You're there every day. You have the pulse of the team. How do you explain this series against the Pirates without even facing Paul Skenes?
Yeah, I don't know if you can really. I don't know where to start. I don't know how you can explain this series. I mean, the number that you just gave, 30-4 outscored by a last place team, basically sums it up. I mean, the Mets got here on Friday, and the Pirates were on pace for, when the Mets got here, the Pirates were on a 100-loss pace. And for them to just show up here and just get dominated the way they did, and it was everything, the offense, obviously, and the pitching and, bringing up guys from the minor leagues to fill out innings in the bullpen. And, this is about as bad a series as you'll ever see.
So how much do we make of this? And we talk with the Mets about, is it time to panic and things like this? The players had that players only meeting yesterday, and let's start there. It seems like, we were hearing messages from Lindor that there is a proper sense of urgency from the team, and this was, about encouraging each other and all that sort of stuff, but yet they don't look like a team with a sense of urgency. Tell us more about that team meeting. Who, from your sense of it, who spoke? What were the key messages? And, did you get a sense that there is a sense of urgency from this team?
I think there's a sense of urgency, and it's been there. And, even going back to last weekend in Philadelphia, they lost that seventh straight game on the Friday night. And I remember talking to Lindor afterward and saying, do you think this is the time to have that kind of players-only meeting? And he didn't seem to think they were there yet. He said the word he uses is something that would have to happen organically. And then they went out the next night and won. And, that was the game they hit the seven homers. And, that released some tension a little bit. But then, they lost the Sunday night series finale, come home, lose a couple to the Braves, and then they won the last two there. So it looked like maybe they were back on track in this series. And, you know, you asked who spoke in the meeting. You had the four I've been able to confirm so far, and Brendan Nimmo named a couple of them yesterday. He had named Lindor and Pete Alonso, and then I was able to confirm independently that Juan Soto also spoke, and today Jeff McNeil told me that he spoke up in the meeting. And I don't think there was anything really too profound said in there. It was just, guys saying that, McNeil said his message was, look at what's been working for you and what's not been working, and talk to your teammates, talk to your coach. I think one of the themes was just communication, talk to other people here and ask them what they're seeing, and be more actively involved in it. And, you look at today and, the old joke is if you're going to hold a team meeting, make sure you do it the night before your ace pitch as well. Mm-hmm. The Mets barely have a rotation right now, let alone an ace. So that's a big problem.
Yeah, you would have still thought that Frankie Montas, I understand it's only his second start back, coming off of the injured list, but it wasn't like Cy Young was starting for the Pirates. The Pirates was like a fill-in guy, and Montas out there, and yet then, is there something to that? With the injuries and struggles of the starting pitchers, that the Mets are giving up these early leads, and after that, because of this tough stretch, it almost is forcing pressure into the system, whether that's poor decisions and, guys trying too hard, mistakes happening. It just seems like they're falling apart. They're getting down early and then falling apart.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. And, you think about it when the offense really hasn't been full throttle much this season. And the thing that really kept the Mets going was their ability to be, 1-1 in the fifth inning or whatever. And then the offense would kind of figure it out and put something together. Right. And they, they get to 4 or 5 runs and win the game. But they're not getting those kind of games now. They're not 1-1 and today it's 5-0 in the first inning that they're down. And yesterday you come out of the rain delay and Paul Blackburn gives up 5 straight hits and you're in a hole. So they're not getting the opportunity there to be in a tight game, tight low scoring game in the middle innings, and then put together that go ahead rally.
You mentioned Blackburn, the starting pitcher, being brought back in after an hour and a half rain delay, which would generally not be something the Mets would do, but with all the injuries, Carlos Mendoza pushed it there. Is that an example of just the stress of this situation and the injuries they've had causing faulty decisions that then backfire on them?
Well, and Mendoza was desperate there. The bullpen has been pitching so many innings because these starters haven't been able to get deep into the game. So he was really pushing the envelope there with Blackburn. And, he thought he could get another 35 to 40 pitches out of him. He didn't have any illusions of Blackburn, say, finishing 5 innings, but he thought he could get at least a little bit more to extend him. Didn't work out that way. And, that's a product of just an overworked bullpen and really being desperate there. Because, and the other thing with Blackburn is he's not a guy who's an overpowering guy. And if it were that kind of pitcher, I don't think they would have brought him back after an hour and a half. But just the fact that Blackburn doesn't throw that, you know, he's a low 90s guy, and they thought they could get away with it there, and they didn't.
Talking to Mike Puma from the New York Post about the Mets. And so, Mike, what move would you make if you were Carlos Mendoza and you're looking at this team, or David Stearns and you're looking at this team, you're trying to shake things up a little bit? Would you call up a Nolan McLean or a young pitcher from the minor leagues? Would you go with a set lineup, same guys, same positions every day to try and give some like, what would you do at this point?
I don't know what you can do. And yeah, you mentioned McLean, and they've been shying away from the idea of bringing him up because they're not, you know, not sure that he's ready yet. Now he's looked pretty good at Syracuse. One thing I was told was they don't love how left-handers have hit against him. In other words, they want to see him do better getting the left-handed hitters out. They think that's an issue, and I think that's one of the reasons he's not here right now. That said, you get to the desperation point a little bit where you're like, well, you know, where else can we go here? Maybe Nolan McLean, not looking great against left-handed hitters, is a better option than sending one of these other guys back out there. So I think that's the kind of tug of war right now. And, you know, it's scary when a little bit here when you look at how it's lined up the next few days when you have you know, you got the off day tomorrow, which is so much needed after this stretch of games here when the bullpen could use the rest. But you go into that Milwaukee series, and you got Clay Holmes, and okay, even though he hasn't been sharp lately, he's somebody you think will at least keep you in the game. And then, but you know, after that, you get to Blake Tidwell for Wednesday. David Peterson on Thursday, who hasn't looked good his last two outings. But then you get to the first two games of the Subway Series, and the way it's lined up right now, it's Blackburn and Montas, and two guys who did not look good at all this weekend in Pittsburgh. So that's a little bit daunting right now when you think about it in those terms.
What's the latest on Sean Manaea and his rehab? I know he had thrown a bullpen, but is he feeling okay? Is he back to rehab? And what timing do you expect? When can the Mets expect to see him actually playing for the major league team?
Yeah, and that's a good question, because Manaea was actually supposed to throw his bullpen today. And I asked Carlos Mendoza after the game if he had any update on that. He said he did not. I am just getting the vibe here that, you know, I asked somebody else if they thought we would see Manaea before the All-Star break, and I got kind of a answer here. So, you know, so we got 2 weeks from today is when we start the All-Star break. So, you know, right now I'm not getting the vibe we're going to see Manaea right away here. So, but let's just see what is said on Tuesday about Manaea's throwing session today. You know, the thing is now he's dealing with the bone spur in his elbow, and that's something that's not going to go away. He's probably going to have surgery after the season to have that removed, and you know, he's going to have to deal with it here, even when he does get back.
So you look at it, three against the Brewers, who right now are playing like maybe the best team in baseball. Three against the Yankees, then three at Baltimore, and then it's three at Kansas City before the All-Star break. So that's the stretch. And if there's not going to be Sean Manaea and Kodai Senga, if you're being optimistic, you're hoping maybe sometime after the All-Star break is possible. But those two guys, until those two guys come back, this stretch of games, somehow the Mets have to get through 12 games. And is it that the offense is just going to start to have to do something they haven't done all season, which is just have the offense lead this team?
I think
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's what you're going to have to look for here. And, you know, the offense, you have guys, you know, you have Juan Soto, you have Pete Alonso, you have Lindor, Nimmo. It's a lot more inviting than when you look at the pitching situation right now, where you know you don't have those kind of all-star caliber players. So you got now Soto obviously is having a huge June, but you know a lot of the others haven't been there. So I think you're going to have to put it on the lineup here for a stretch to get this thing going.
And just lastly, on those young players, do you feel like it was a flawed plan of David Stearns to go into this season with such reliance on some of these young players, hoping that at least one of them would step up and deepen, lengthen the lineup? Was that a flawed plan, or is this something now where, hey, it just didn't work, and now he approaches the trade deadline and has to do something about it?
Yeah, I would say the latter. And you know what? The thing you look at, the biggest disappointment has obviously was Francisco Alvarez and having to send him back to Syracuse there. And you know, you wonder how much the broken hammock bone has played into it. And last year he had the early season surgery, and you'd like to get a stretch where the kid is just healthy and you can judge him on that. But the last 2 years, you really haven't gotten much of that. So that's been the biggest disappointment. And probably right behind that is Mark Vientos' regression here. I don't think the Mets saw this coming, just based on the year he had last year, the fact he put up such big numbers in the postseason.
Right.
But it happens. You see it. The old sophomore slump of sorts. One person that you didn't mention who could potentially be back before the All-Star break is Jesse Winker.
Right.
St- started the rehab assignment today. That would be big to get that bat back. They've kind of missed that lefty bat. You know, you had Jared Young up here for a while who really didn't give them a lot. So they get Winker back here. That would help.
Yeah, I think Winker's one of those guys that help absolutely against righties, you know, would play. So to have him in there lengthens the lineup, gives you a professional at bat. And then just, you know, you see it sometimes when he's there in the dugout occasionally with home games, but just also the impact he has, I think, even just from a morale standpoint in the dugout, I think is a positive. Last one then is, I'm sure you've seen this, but Mets fans who are unhappy and calling for some sort of change, do you have any sense? I would be shocked if there was any consideration about doing anything with Carlos Mendoza, but Mets fans, of course, calling for change the hitting coach, and Mets have two of them. Any sense that they would make a change at hitting coach or bring someone else in, demote someone, get rid of someone, anything like that that you hear rumblings about?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I'd be surprised if that happened right now. And I was talking to Chavez a little bit today about it, and he certainly... Eric Chavez, he's certainly catching a lot of the flack for this right now. But, you know, one thing he mentioned to me is how patient David Stearns is. He tends to block out a lot of the outside noise, whether it's from fans, from the media. You know, you never say never, but I don't think they're going to go down that road right now where they change hitting coaches.
All right, Mike Puma covers the Mets for the New York Post. Mike, appreciate the time. Safe travels, and catch up with you soon.
All right, take care, Lori.
All right, 888-808-1019. Mets fans, sounds like you're panicking just a little bit. Yankee fans, it was a terrific breakout for the Yankee offense, led by Jazz Chisholm at the stadium. So how much are you buying that the Yankees, after a 5-15 stretch, so also winning only 5 of their 5 games in their last 15, how much are you buying that, Yankee fans, that this is a turnaround? And how much are you confident with the Rays nipping at the Yankees' heels as they now head into a series against the Toronto Blue Jays? 888-808-1019. We've got Demas, James, Marty Moose, and King George, even a little football on the phones. We'll get to that in just a moment.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.